Great, thank you. Olga, I will go ahead and do a roll call. This is the constituency and stakeholder group operations work team. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On the call today, we have Olga Cavalli, the chair. We have Rafiq Domic and Chuck Gomes. And from staff, we have Julie Hedlund.
Thank you very much, Julie. And I've been thinking a lot about this during the week and reading the comments that we received from Steve, from Ron. I think that this is my suggestion for today's call. Perhaps we can work with the text, trying to keep the essence of the idea and working with their comments, perhaps making it lighter and not so specific, but keeping the general idea. So it doesn't look so specific in regards to the committee and some details that we propose, but we should try to keep the general essence of the whole idea and trying to get rid of things that may complicate the process, because I think it's a very good document, but maybe it goes into several details. That's my general comment. I don't know if you agree or not. Chuck, I would welcome your thoughts about it.
Sure. Yeah, I think just going through it and, you know, Julie's done a really nice job of incorporating the comments where they apply and so forth and any suggested edits that were communicated. So why don't we just, I would think, just going through it and,
okay,
and having this discussion is a very good idea. By the way, I see an email from Debbie. Her previous meeting is running long, so she can't join the call. She'll join as soon as possible if her meeting ends. Did I say Julie? I meant Debbie.
I think you said Debbie, Chuck.
Okay.
You said Debbie, yes.
I seem to be having trouble waking up this morning. So.
That's understandable given the time for you.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. And so let's start. We have 2.1. I just go to the text that we have some comments about, right?
Right.
2.1, recommendations for a global outreach strategy. And I will go to the comment made by Steve. He says, personally, I am skeptical that the best way to broaden participation in the GNSO is to create a new and permanent standing committee with all that implies in terms of startup efforts and staff support. My experience is that there are real dangers that such committee, instead of advancing in the objectives laid out in the first paragraph of Section 2.1.1, will instead disperse human and financial resources, create inefficiencies, and increase duplication of efforts. However, I know that the work team members studied this issue in some depth, and I am happy to defer to them if they believe this is the best approach. Second, it strikes me that outreach goals may be quite different with regard to the stakeholder groups in the two GNSO houses. In the non-contracted party house, it is apparent that many businesses, intellectual property owners, ISPs, and connectivity providers and non-commercial organizations that are strongly affected by ICANN decisions do not participate in the organization and specifically in the GNSO. So first he says that he has some doubts about the committee, but finally he says that's okay with him, so that part of the comment we just can take it as it is. And then I agree with the last part of the comment, so I don't know how this affects our document. I agree that many of the ISPs and the IP experts and many of these people just don't participate in ICANN process. So this is one of my big concerns and my idea that this committee will have a very important role.
And, of course, that's one of the foundational reasons for the board's recommendation.
Exactly.
On this area anyway. So I think that goes without saying. Now, the other part of Steve's comments that is a fact, and there's been a little bit of discussion on this list, is that, you know, the outreach to the contracted parties is very different than outreach to the non-contracted parties. So our report should, you know, address that difference and probably say that, you know, one size doesn't really fit all. One approach isn't going to work in both areas. Communicating with potential organizations that might want to become registries or registrars is very different than getting stakeholder organizations on the non-contracted party house side to get involved.
Okay, my question is, how can we reflect some changes to address Steve's comments that I think are interesting? Do we have a good document, or we can change something to reflect this?
Well, obviously, what we have now, or what we presented to the OSC, didn't reflect what we're talking about well enough, so I think trying to come up with some additional language, I don't think it has to be lengthy, that points that out would be a first step. I don't necessarily have specific suggestions now, but I think it would be good to come up with something there.
Well, and this is Julie. I would suggest, too, that we review the comments from Mason, because I think they also speak to some of these same issues, and perhaps that might give us some ideas as well.
Okay, I read it now. Mason, along with Steve, I'm skeptical of a standing committee and of the creation of additional bureaucracy. Further, as a participant in ICANN for the past 10 years, I would say it's not a completely safe assumption that there is a poverty in the growth of participation. The difference in size of ICANN meetings now, or mailing lists, blah, 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 one in 2001 is striking. I would like to know whether or not this committee plans to be permanent or would have its time limited. That's an important point. I'll highlight this. Obviously, that's not to say participation shouldn't continue to be encouraged. It should, in appropriate proportion and without retracting resources from other priorities, as Steve pointed out. I serve as chair of the communication coordination team of the OSC. One of the contexts in which we considered our recommendation was the likely fact that there indeed are people impacted by ICANN that aren't participating or may not even be aware of ICANN. Part of our recommendation was not just to communicate with them to encourage their participation, but to improve the clarity of ICANN's communication to make their participation easier and smoother. The former without the latter would be added clutter and would necessarily needlessly extend the time necessary for a newcomer to learn the alphabet soup we all speak as long-time participants. So what I can take from this paragraph is the committee a permanent or time limited? That's something that I'm not sure if we are specific in our text. And then it's the, what about communications? Do we really communicate what it's ICANN process about on all the terms and the information is clear for newcomers, which is complicated. Not that it's not clear, it's complicated. That's my opinion.
Now, part of what Mason is saying, of course, has already been covered by the working team that he chaired.
Exactly.
So we probably don't need to duplicate that. But both Mason and Steve are raising a fundamental question that we should at least spend a couple minutes talking about, and that is a standing committee the best way to accomplish the outreach goals? And what are some alternatives to that might be less bureaucratic and maybe minimize some of the concerns they have? Now, I'm not saying that's what we should end up with. One of the things we could do is we could recommend a couple alternatives, a standing committee. We could recommend a short-term committee that develops some specific ideas for outreach to the different houses, potential members of the different houses. And then that could be an ongoing implementation thing that happens by staff. The board recommendation, I think, as some of the comments have pointed out, really talked about staff implementing the whatever recommendations come out here. So I just throw that out. I'm not advocating one way or another, but this fundamental issue that both of them raise is this idea of additional bureaucracy and whether that's the best way to go.
Thank you, Jack. Julie, you said you...
Olga, if I could make a quick comment. From a staffing point of view, I would point out that, I should say resources point of view, really, that with respect to implementing this is that, of course, the establishment of another committee means support for another committee, and you know, not just financial resources, but staffing resources as well. So if we do consider limiting the committee or shifting some of the implementation of some of these things to staff or out to the to the community through the stakeholder groups and constituencies, then we would reduce the, you know, some of the bureaucracy, but also the load on the resources, because as both of you know, that the issue of prioritization and with the report that staff has just sent out with respect to our ability to cover all of the activities will come into play with the recommendations here as well.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. Another
idea, as we're just kind of brainstorming here, would be to take an approach where some methods of outreach could be developed that cover different needs, and then those methods could be pushed out to the constituencies and stakeholder groups as ideas that they could implement, and then, you know, periodically, maybe every 6 months or once a year or something, there could be a report back in terms of what means of outreach they've tried and how successful they've been. And I'm just thinking out loud, so I haven't given a lot of previous thought to this. But, you know, that respects, just one more comment, that respects the autonomy of the various groups, and also, accommodates the differences in the different groups, while at the same time, working towards the goal of more outreach.
Jack, I like the idea, but the problem that I see with it is that it will reach the community that it's already gathered by that stakeholder group or constituency. And the problem that I see is that there are several regions or different universes of the business or ISPs or, I don't know, registries or registrars, because I think that you are really very good identified and you're gathered together. The problem is that we have lack of them in some areas of the world, but that's a different story. But I'm thinking in the non-contracted parties now. There are some constituencies that just are not present or active in many areas of the world, and perhaps, Rafiq, you understand what I mean. I really don't know how some of them really do outreach in regions like Latin America or Asia or Africa. And that's my concern. If you stick with the constituency and stakeholder group idea, I think it's good for their own outreach, which is already done or it's in process. But my idea is to go a little bit beyond that and to those communities that are just not aware of the work that it's done in ICANN and in the GNSO. So I like your idea, and it could be great for those universes. But once we go a little further, then we have to think about something different.
Agreed. And keep in mind, we're not talking about an either-or.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be add to other actions.
Right.
This is why I see universities, but just as one of the actors that could be, I'm not sure, maybe they are not interested. You never know, but putting more paperwork on some desk sometimes is not good. But so my idea was to find key people motivating some universities, some of them in some regions that perhaps could be, or some non-for-profit organizations or some civil society organizations that could perhaps take this message and bring some other voices that I think are affected by the policies developed in ICANN and in the GNS. So I have no idea that this exists. So perhaps we can put both together. Rafiq, any comment?
Just listening to all the comments, I thought that the idea of the committee is to coordinate tasks. So I don't see why. What is the bureaucratic side? It's just to try to coordinate first, because maybe there is some existing initiatives, etc. And I'm not sure that we can only rely to the constituency and stakeholder groups. It's the ICANN will provide more help for outreach, and that's, I think, the main benefit to have the ICANN support for that. Wishing that constituency and stakeholder groups will do the outreach is not really enough, and we already know that it doesn't really work. I agree with Olga that we need to outreach those different communities, because I think that we are focusing in some communities already, and we need to outreach new ones and to see how to engage them to be involved in ICANN.
So I don't think any of us are disagreeing on this call. We're just talking about a variety of methods for outreach. So maybe what we ought to suggest is, I don't know whether we need a permanent standing committee or even if we want to call it a standing committee, but it seems like it would be helpful to establish something like a task force that would be along the same lines as the committee we're talking about, although it might not be permanent, that puts some meat, helps develop a variety of methods for outreach, including, and then we could provide some principles for that, principles like have come out of this discussion today and the email discussion that's gone on. You know, one principle is that the outreach to the contracted party is very different than outreach to the non-contracted. I'm not using the right word. Outreach for potential participants in the contracted party house is very different than the non-contracted party house. Another principle is that you know, there are communities that are not well represented, and there needs to be a focus on how we get the word out there, and so on, the kind of things we've talked about today. And another principle is outreach should happen from a variety of sources, which I think both Olga and Rafiq have said. It should be improved in the stakeholder groups and constituencies themselves, and some ideas for doing that should be provided. You know, if this task force could provide possible ideas that they can apply, but it should also come from ICANN as the global body, and it come from other sources as well. It shouldn't be restricted to just constituencies and stakeholder groups. I totally agree with that, and I totally agree that has not been effective in a lot of instances.
Okay.
I think that many people are just a little bit worried how the committee will work. I think it will be really flexible structure. I'm not sure It will be so bureaucratic. It just will be that we will have representatives for different stakeholder groups and constituency from GNSO trying to set up some strategies for outreach. We already in our document suggested some initiative for that. So we are already providing them since the beginning some guidelines. So they will be like standing committee for applying that and coordinating also existing initiatives. So.
Thank you, Rafiq. So I don't see it as being necessarily bureaucratic. I like the task force idea because there is something with the word committee that I think in every part of the world means something. It has a meaning like bureaucratic. Perhaps another word in not a committee, task force, or a group of interest group or something like that. Well, I have been taking notes of all the different concepts that we have been talking about, then we can review it. Have other comments from Mason. I will quickly read them. Mason said, that already read it. And Steve says, I wonder whether this is true in the contracted party house. Certainly most registries seem already be active, ready to be active participants in the registry stakeholder group. And the same is true for the major registrars, although I acknowledge that probably a number of registrars do not participate. In any case, the outreach challenges seem to be very different between the two groups. That's true. I question whether such activities directed to registries and registrars is a wise use of ICANN resources. I like that. If these entities cannot already see for themselves the value of participation in the organization without which they could not even be in business, then I wonder whether outreach efforts will challenge that mindset. If instead the goal of outreach effort is to encourage more companies to seek to become accredited registrars, for example, again, this is qualitatively different from the challenge on the non-contracted party side. ICANN has no need to encourage anyone to become business non-commercial organizations affected by ICANN. Rather, the focus should be on encouraging those such entities that already exist to become active within GNSO. The goal of outreach efforts among the contracted parties should be more clearly stated. Maybe we can work in the wording. I think that again, what Steve is talking about is the people who is the companies are already in the registries or registrars universe, but these policy decisions that are made in the or perhaps worked in the GNSO affect all the internet community. A clear example is, for example, new GTLDs. Many people is approaching some of us who are in related with ICANN trying to understand it. Extremely complex to explain what is it. They are confused with a specific name. They don't understand about the whole process. They don't know where to go, what to do. And at the same time, many names that are perhaps important for them or not, or are important for the local culture, could be used in a TLD. So it affects the whole community. So this is why I find value in this outreach, also for contracted parties. And also that the market of registrars is not so developed in some regions. Brings very low competitiveness in the names market, and it's mainly focused on CCTLDs, which is okay. But I think more actors always help the market. So perhaps we can make it clearly stated as Steve is requesting us, but I think that it has to be some actions with this task force or committee, also to the contracted parties. I don't know if you agree. This my comments go in that direction. There are some comments of Chuck.
Well, let me raise something totally different. And it's been a while since I went through the whole report, so maybe this is elsewhere in the report, and just tell me if it is. But have we focused at all on some accountability mechanisms. You know, both Rafiq and Olga are correct. The outreach hasn't seemed to work terribly successfully, although some groups have been better than others. I'll cite the business constituency. They've really added quite a few members over the last couple of years and doing some things. So they may be doing some things effectively there. So it's not as if all of them aren't you know, increasing their ranks. But what about some sort of accountability and a task force or whatever we call it could you know, periodically request reports from constituencies and stakeholder groups and whoever within the ICANN as an organization is responsible for outreach, like some of the regional offices and stuff like that. And, you know, okay, what forms of outreach have you done this year or this six-month period or whatever it is? And what have you measured the success of those efforts? Have you seen any results from those efforts? Those kind of, you know, having all these great ideas for outreach, if you don't, you know, have some sort of reporting in terms of what's been done and some measures of success at that, we probably are, you know, the chances are we're just going to be spinning our wheels.
I have a question. Now we cannot know who are the members of each stakeholders and constituency, I think.
Well, the new website will, I think the new website and the new charters that constituencies and stakeholder groups are working on now, I think will correct that problem. And also the procedures that have already been approved, right,
yes,
for constituencies and stakeholder groups by this group.
Yes, I think that what we have suggested and also with the new website, that should be covered. So with those tools, we could have at least a map of who is there and who is not. Maybe visually you can tell.
But I think what the idea of check that with reports we will know what is the evolution of membership in the different stakeholders and constituency, maybe every quarter or 6 months, etc. So we can know how it's going. It's if they are really expanding their membership or they're just the static over there.
And the task force could, or again, whatever we call it, could do some analysis on some of that once it has the data and make some recommendations for additional steps and so forth. And in cases where we find out methods aren't working, that's a sign, okay, let's try something new. So.
Hello?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just I want to say good morning. I'm joining late, Tony Harris.
Oh, Tony. Welcome.
Welcome, hi. Tony. Such a long time.
Olga.
Yeah, I've been a little under the weather with some problems, but I'm back. Yeah.
I'm back.
Tony, we're reviewing a document that is already been sent to the OSC, and we are trying to think about some changes that we can make it that so we can improve the document, and it could be approved by the OSC and also still keep it being a useful outreach document.
Yes, I read the document and the comments.
Thank you, Tony, and of course your comments are much welcome. I like your suggestion, Chuck. So perhaps the task force could do a periodic revision of the numbers and see if it's improving or where more action should be needed.
Olga, this is Julie. I have a question or a comment, if I might.
Yes, go ahead.
So one question I have is that in drawing up this document, the assumption is, and maybe it is a true assumption, is that the constituencies and stakeholder groups aren't doing enough with respect to outreach. But I have to say, for myself, I don't know exactly what the constituency and stakeholder groups are doing for outreach, what they have in their charters, what efforts they have planned. And I'm wondering if, and this is just an idea to throw out for discussion, if whether or not a first item of business for this task force or whatever we want to call it could be to do an analysis of existing efforts. I'm just suggesting that because we have a lot of ideas in here of saying, you know, this should be done or that should be done, but I don't have a clear sense of whether or not some of these things aren't already planned to be done by some of the constituencies and stakeholder groups. I don't know if, you know, the rest of you know, and so I'm really just asking that question.
You know, that's a really valid point, Julie. And so a first task of the task force could probably be to do a survey of what different stakeholder groups and constituencies are doing with regard to outreach and how they evaluate the success of those efforts. That would be a really wise first step. And also, that shows, instead of assuming the worst of the stakeholder groups and constituencies, we first of all get some facts as to what's really going on. Then if we find that in some cases not very much is going on, that's data that can be, you know, that gives a basis for improvement. At the same time, as we find out that there's some pretty good stuff going on, those kind of ideas can be shared to other groups as they're applicable.
Can I step in, Tony?
Sure, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, getting to Chuck's comment, I agree. And actually, as an example, in the ISP constituency, we do outreach for every single event, which is my job. And we normally have a pretty full room in our constituency because we reach out to organizations, entities, and ISP associations, for example, who are in the country where the ICANN meeting is taking place, or in a nearby country, like in Kenya, we got people from Ghana and from Tanzania and different countries come to our meeting.
Bonnie, if I may, your constituency is an exception. I know all the work that you do, and you got me interested in ICANN. And I, you're totally right, but I'm not sure that all the constituencies work the same way. At least in some regions like ours, in Latin America or Africa. And you're totally right, and I know that all the work that you do, and I commend you for that. So, having a survey could be a good idea. But again, I think that we also have to think about what is not covered by the constituencies and stakeholder groups and have it as a desired target for outreach efforts. I have a question about sorry, Tony, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I just said I agreed with what you just said.
Okay, thank you. I have a point of organizing our work. I would like to just review all the other comments we have, and perhaps because we have 20 minutes and we have another call for the GNSO in 1 hour more. It's in Chuck. We have a call later, right?
Yeah, it's a little ways off. That's the one with Kurt. Let's see, it's 9 o'clock for me, so it should be 2 hours after this meeting ends.
Yeah, I know. And I still have some things to do, so I have like 20 minutes more. My suggestion is that we cover all other comments, which are not so many, and I volunteer to make some changes in the text with someone else that may join me. I have been taking notes, perhaps, Julie, you did also, of some concepts that we have been discussing, like where are they, different issue for each house, not one size fit all for the both houses. Could be a task force, could be not a committee. We can develop messages from the stakeholder groups or constituencies for outreach, but also there is a space that should be covered by other activities. It could be we could do a survey to see what the different stakeholder groups are doing for outreach. It should not be bureaucratic. We should review the numbers growing, and if the actions are really effective, it should be a flexible structure and not bureaucratic. And this is what I have been taking notes. So my idea is, why don't we review all the documents, and then I make some changes with some other volunteer, and then we review those changes in the list. Do you think that's a good plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So other comments. We have a text suggested by Michael that some of us liked it. I will read it. It says it's a change that in a text that I proposed. In general, registries and registrars are almost not present in developing regions. An outreach effort may encourage new actors from these regions to be part of the ICANN process in becoming accredited registrars or even registries, introducing new potential active participants in developing regions to the ICANN process should be a primary mission goal of the outreach efforts. So if we like this text, then I can see where it fits in the whole document and include it.
Seems fine to me.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, we might want to make a connection to the new GTLD process, because that's a great opportunity for for outreach.
Totally,
and
agree.
It ties into the communication that's supposed to happen with regard to that effort.
Okay, so what else we have?
I think in the board resolution after the retreat, especially for supporting to applicants from developing countries, there will be an outreach and education effort. So I think it fits what we are talking about for having more registries and registrar from developing countries.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Rafiq. Moving forward, we have a proposed change by Mason in page 7, there's a highlighted paragraph that says, although the OSC CSG work team thinks that a special emphasis should be on outreach to universities that have not previously been involved in ICANN, it also recommends that the committee should consider non-academic contacts in the region, such as local internet society chapters, local business associations, local members of the non-governmental organizations, branch of the United Nations, and others. Mason, I think he proposes this alternative text. He makes a comment. I don't understand why there is a special emphasis on academic institutions. ICANN isn't in the business of favoring participation of one type of group over another, nor should it be. If an invitation for participation is not to be made locally, shouldn't it include business, non-government organizations, etc.? I think it's a fair comment. So we may change the text, including other actors, business. You think that we can do that change?
The ones he suggests, right?
Thank you, Tony. Rafiq?
I'm not sure that the problem that we are working for outreach, that there is not balance, that maybe more interests are more represented than others. That's why we try to list which communities that we want to outreach. I think like when we talk like from non-commercial sites or from academic, that's why because they are still not enough represented. And that's why, especially, we have also the problem of the geographically diversity. So I don't understand what's the problem with why the comment from Mason, I think.
Well, Well,
you know, Rafiq, yes, Chuck, go ahead, please.
Yeah, sorry, Olga. I made a similar comment in my online comments to the document before we ever sent it to the OSC. There was clearly a focus on academic institutions to the exclusion of others. Okay? That was well intended, I think, and I think that's all Mason is saying. Let's reach out to universities and academic institutions, but not to the exclusion of others. I think that's all this is, and we just need to clean it up so that it doesn't appear that there's a slant towards one particular type of organization.
I totally agree, Chuck, and really, Rafiq, I think that we have to be inclusive here. And for example, business community, apart from the fact that ISPs are aware, thanks to Tony's and his institution work, which they work very hard in that, other businesses in Latin America have no idea about ICANN process. And I think that they should, at least knowing what is happening and how it may affect their business. So I think that we have to be really inclusive, not only academic. Maybe I suggested academic because I'm a teacher in university, and I like motivating young people because they get involved and they can bring some new blood to the process. But I think that we have to be inclusive.
By the way, the point you just made is a nice one to make. One of the values of reaching out to universities and to the academic institutions is it is probably an effective way of getting new blood into the system. So that's not a bad point to make. In fact, it's a good point to make.
We can specifically say it. I'll write it down. Great. What else we have? 2.1.1. We have a comment from Ron that says, I don't understand this sentence. The committee membership terms should be long enough to allow the participation of host country and neighboring nations and to leverage the outreach events and alert as many relevant parties to effectuate goals and activities. Ron says, I don't understand this sentence. Can we get some clarification?
Olga?
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
Is that comment from Ron Andrus?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe the text is not very good.
That was a text that was supposed to point to the fact that, you know, we should build participation around wherever the ICANN event is taking place, or am I wrong?
Yes, exactly. That's the point. Maybe it's not well written, but I don't see a problem with that. I see that that's the only value in bringing the local community around every meeting that it's already being organized.
Yeah, I think it's not a conceptual difficulty. We probably have to rewrite it so it becomes clearer.
Right. I wonder whether we should rethink the whole membership of this committee or task force or whatever we call it, because one of the problems, and I think I communicated this on the list a few weeks ago, is that, you know, such a small committee, and I like small committees, by the way, but it's very hard on a small committee to get diverse representation in a huge global environment like we're working. So another thing, the dealing with some of the bureaucratic concerns and so forth and setting up something that just goes on forever and maybe doesn't produce, maybe a task force should be set up with a initial two-year charter and then reviewed at the end of that time and then renewed. You know, we do that we've done that with the steering committees in the GNSO improvement process. They have to be renewed every so often rather than counselors had concerns that, yeah, we set this thing up and it goes on forever and let's see if it's still adding value and renew it once in a while. So this whole idea of the membership of the committee, we may want to revisit. We don't have time to do it right now, but I just throw that out because some of our goals are conflicting. We want diversity. We want local areas represented. We want different constituencies and stakeholder groups represented. You can't do that with six people.
No,
just not possible.
That's true.
So this is why I made a comment, and some of the meetings that are happening, like the IGF, for example, IGF has a very small secretariat and has a group of people that volunteer time, which is the MAC. I'm a member of the MAC. We are about 40 people from all over the world. And we do that on a volunteer basis. It's multi-stakeholder. There are people from government, companies, civil society, academy, technology experts. And we cooperate doing all the programming of the meeting. And the secretary has a very small staff and a very low budget.
You bring up an interesting point there, Olga. Sorry for interrupting, but I'm fascinated by what you're saying, because maybe what you have is a larger task force with a small group of coordinators that kind of keep it going and provide leadership to the overall task force.
And it has worked very well with the five IGFs. And the MAC is being somehow renewed. Some people, it's like 2 or 3 years renewal. Sometimes it's volunteer renewal because some people just change their positions and just leave. And so the selection is made by the United Nations and by the Secretary of the IGF. But I think it's a very good group. And what I have insisted a lot in working online and remotely. Because for me, going to Geneva, where they met, is very—it's expensive and extremely far away from my country, and so many of the work is done remotely. There are 3 meetings a year, but not necessarily you have to attend to participate actively in the MAG. I've been a member of the MAG for 4 years, and it has been a very good experience.
So we could propose a larger task force with a small steering committee.
I'm writing that down. Yep.
And to get rid of some of the concerns of a long-term bureaucratic thing, could, you know, propose an initial term of a couple years and then renewed annually after that as needed.
Great. Okay. I got the idea. I wrote some notes.
Yeah, good.
And then Ron says about the representation on the committee. My comment in regard to the first paragraph, representation, is that with such a small committee, notwithstanding ICANN principle of diversity, well, I think that this comment about which if the committee is very small, it has no diversity, could be covered by the change of proposing a larger task force.
And you can also deal with the point that's made, the comment that was made somewhere else that talked about, you know, bringing in a totally new person. I think it was Steve that said, you know, it's hard to believe that a totally new person could really be effective on the committee as was proposed in the document previously. And I think he's right.
Yes,
but in this model, you could bring in some new people into the overall task force and get some input from them and so forth. And then you have the more experienced people on a little steering committee I think it kind of resolves some of those issues. So your idea, Olga, was I think, tying back to the IGF model, has some good value.
I must confess that at the beginning I had my doubts with the MAC, but it has really worked. Sorry, Julie, you wanted to comment.
Yeah, I'm just picking up on Steve's comment, too, where he says the presence of committee members from the registry or registrar stakeholder group could depend on clarification of the outreach mission with regards to these groups. And I was thinking as you and Chuck were speaking, and, you know, with respect to a steering committee, it might be that, you know, the registrars, registries, and, you know, the constituencies and stakeholder groups could select, you know, as their participants, perhaps on the steering committee, those members of their groups who may already be engaged in outreach activities in their groups. I mean, if they've designated an outreach person, and I think a lot of them now are designating that in their charters, then that person could also then be representing the stakeholder group on the steering committee, and that way the needs of that particular stakeholder group, you know, and existing outreach activities that they may be undertaking would be considered, you know, by the steering committee, so there would be recognition of existing outreach activities and areas where there needs to be additional outreach.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And the other people of the group could come from areas which are not already so much covered. And I wrote something down after your comments. Thank you, Julie. And what else we have? It's a comment about the fellowship here. We're running out of time. Just read that.
Yeah, there was some objection, I think, when I read it, about the fact that we wanted to share in that budget of the that is currently being handled for the fellowship program.
We say that we should cooperate with the ICANN Fellowship Selection Team. I have complaints about that. I've done that with the Transparency Working Team already. To be able to invite up to 10 key people to each ICANN event. And Ron says, I do not understand what the sentence means, particularly who is being invited where. The idea with the text is...
Ron said that?
Yes. Okay, I will try to...
I got a call, Ron.
Okay, guys, I think we are done with the time.
Olga, just to continue that idea, we really need to address, I think, also the related to fellowship. Steve Metallitz, asked for whether or not there are examples of the success of
yes.
the fellowship program, because we say that, you know, the program has proved that investing in young participants in developing countries is worthwhile. Steve wonders... where that proof is. I don't know that any kind of evaluation has been done there.
No.
I can ask.
No, it could be covered by the survey suggested by Chuck.
Well, that's
okay.
What I'm wondering.
That's a great idea.
Perhaps we need to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I comment on that?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Actually, I think what we would like to know is if those people who were invited with expenses paid ever came back to another ICANN meeting or not. Or actually join some constituency or whatever.
By the way, I'm looking at the last sentence of Ron's comment on page 9, where he says, perhaps the committee should have a small steering committee and a wider and broader consulting group that feeds with ideas the steering committee.
Great.
Which is what we're talking about now. So I hadn't really... focused on that before, but the direction we've been talking about fits right. I mean, it is exactly that.
Fantastic. My proposal is the following. With all what we have in exchange, and now I made some notes. I'm open to work the document with someone else if someone is volunteering, or I can do it myself and send it to the list. And then we review it, and perhaps we can need another call or not. We can decide during the week. Do you think this is a good plan?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be happy to look at it too and help with the wording once you've done it after you've submitted the address.
Okay. If I make the changes by myself?
It's okay with me. We can all comment
on this.
Okay, then you have the chance to review it. Maybe Julie, I can ask you some help from you. But I will. What I want is to read all the document and make the changes, and then you can agree or not.
Right. I mean, Olga, if you want to send me your draft, and I can do any formatting or whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure. That would be great from you.
If you'd like, why don't you do that? I'll you know, if there's any editing that needs to be done, I'll do that, and then I'll send it around to the group. And then we can decide if we need to have a call next Friday. I'll be in Marina Del Rey, but it'll be 6 o'clock in the morning for me, so I'd be able to do a call if we need to have one.
Maybe we can work in the list. So thank you very much for joining today, and thank you for all your comments. I wish you a nice weekend.
Thank you.
And my apologies for not being able to consistently participate, but
being
council chair really is demanding.
I know.
I'll try to help as much as I can now as this is wrapping up, but I probably still would be a little bit limited. So thanks, everybody, for all of your work.
Thanks to you, Chuck, and thank you, everyone, and have a nice weekend.
Yes, thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Olga.
Weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.